Welcome to today's Vrenchka Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Journey Up Mentoring of Pella or Jump Board President George Clark joins us on today's program to talk about tomorrow's Heroes 5K. There's a race that's coming up this year. It's fairly new to Pella. It's been going on for a couple of years now. And it's all about this organization that's really aimed at fostering a mentoring relationship between kids that maybe have a need and mentors who are certainly available. What is Jump for Kids and why are you holding this race?
JUMP stands for Journey Up Mentoring of Pella, and we mentor children kindergarten through eighth grade, and they can come into the program at any time. It doesn't have to be right when they're kindergartners. And typically, parents recognize that maybe they're a single parent or maybe they're another parent doesn't have enough time to spend with their kids, and they just want them to have another adult influence. And so they put their name request in, typically through the school counselor at their school. And then Jill McKinstry, our director, partners them with an appropriate mentor.
And this race that's coming up is the third of its kind, and it's got a couple of changes too. What is the race? How long is it? Some of those details. And really, what's it all about?
Yeah, so we decided really twofold, I guess, reasons. One, it's to certainly celebrate our mentors and mentees. We think they're amazing people. And secondly, it is to create publicity for JUMP and to encourage adults in Pella to consider being a mentor. And so it's a 5K race, and we've had it out at Lake Red Rock the last 2 years, and that's been a beautiful setting. We staged it at North Overlook Beach. But unfortunately, there aren't a lot of people out at North Overlook Beach at 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning. So we wanted to also get more college student involvement. And so we're starting right outside Kuiper Athletic Complex on Independence Street. And primarily they run around streets around campus, and then the runners and walkers will finish in Skipper Stadium by running or walking a lap around the track.
So a really cool new way to kind of implement and introduce the Central College community to your cause. When you mentioned some of those changes, certainly to your route, there's also some tweaks as to how you're going to be presenting some of the runners and some of the costumes that folks could show up in as well.
And we thought, hey, our mentors are heroes, and we believe our mentees are heroes in waiting. They're in the process of becoming that. And so we thought we would have a theme this year of superheroes, and are encouraging all our participants to dress up as their favorite superhero. That's not a requirement. It's simply a voluntary process. And the folks who dress up will be in the running for some additional door prizes, but everyone will be entered for door prizes randomly. So we encourage everyone to take part.
Including some of these new Central College students, you might see the word JUMP or adults throughout the community who see the race or they see your promotion online. How can they get involved, especially particularly the adults? Because you had mentioned to me right before the interview that there is a waiting list for kids who are maybe in need of some adult guidance.
Yes, absolutely. And probably the most important part of this interview, we encourage folks to go to jumpforkids.org, and the information on becoming a mentor is there. Typically, people fill out an information page. That information goes to Jill McKinstry, our director, and then Jill will contact them. Of course, there's a background check that they need to go through and an FBI background check that they have to go through. And then once they're approved, then Jill tries to match them with a mentee who does have similar interests and maybe an age preference. And yeah, and it's really not a long process, but something that's necessary so we can best match our kids with a mentor.
And what does that need here in Pella and the surrounding area for mentors? What have you seen through your years with JUMP?
Consistently, we see between 30 and 35 matches, but we still always have mentees, kids that desire to be matched. And like I was noting before the interview, we're always in need of males. And so we would love to, if you're a male and really have a passion to serve as a mentor to a young man, that would be fantastic. But we consistently see that number. So I would say anywhere between 30 and 40 kids that need matches.
We have registration details at KNIAKRLS.com. That concludes today's Wrenchscott Village. Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.